Warren Williams from CDC. It's my pleasure to be here as the moderator for this afternoon's session. The talk that we've got scheduled for today is very interesting and timely for a lot of the immunization information systems community. As our systems begin to mature, they are more broadly used for a lot of important things, and some of the research topics that our speakers are going to be talking about today are timely in helping us figure out some of the challenges and opportunities we have for figuring out some of these issues. We have two speakers today. Dr. Abby Sheffer will be going first, and then followed by Laura Pabst. We'll keep our questions and Q&As for the end after the session is completed. It was kind of strange when the alarm went off. For some reason, I grabbed my notes, including the announcements at the end of the session that I'm supposed to give. I don't know why I felt like that was important, but anyhow, I don't want you all to miss out on the announcements at the end of the session, because I risk life and limb taking them out there. So please stay for those, of course. Okay, our first speaker is Dr. Abby Sheffer. She is sitting in for Holly Groom, who's listed as the presenter in the program, but due to a last-minute substitution, Abby has agreed to give this talk on her behalf. Abby is currently the Associate Director for Science in the Immunization Services Division at NCIRD at CDC. She's been a medical epidemiologist in the program for 14 years and is board certified in internal medicine. She's a great resource and advocate for IIS and a general all-around good person. So, Abby, take it away.
Hello, thank you. So today I'm going to be speaking on a review of immunization information systems that was done, and really to try to answer the question, are IIS effective in increasing vaccination coverage levels? So I'm just going to give a little background on IIS, then go over the analytic framework, which can sometimes be kind of painful, but it's important for this review because we kind of show where the published studies were found and put them in the framework. Then the research questions that the review is trying to answer. Then I'm going to map the identified studies that were found in the review, and then some of the next steps. So the Community Guide conducts literature-based reviews to assess the effectiveness of various public health interventions to decrease morbidity and mortality. These reviews are then presented to the advisory committee, or called the task force, to determine if they will make a recommendation in favor of the reviewed intervention. Examples of vaccination-based reviews that have resulted in recommendations by the task force includes reminder recall, provider assessment and feedback, or AFIX, standing orders, and school-based vaccinations, among a lot of others. The first review was published in 2000, I think in AJPM was first published, and it looked at approximately 17 interventions to improve vaccination rates. The original VPD review committee discussed whether an IIS was part of public health infrastructure or an actual intervention. And at that time, there was lack of consensus that it was an intervention, and it actually was not included in the review. So there was more discussion on this, and so this time, it was decided to include as a separate intervention in the process. There is now an update of the original VPD review going on, and IIS is included in this review. So this presentation includes information that was presented to the task force in October of 2008 to inform them of where we were in the process and to see what their thoughts were about the direction the review was taking. The following slides provides a step-by-step view of the analytic framework of IIS. This framework was put together with the help of a team of field staff and various individuals working at health systems and academic institutions to capture the various ways in which IIS contribute to increasing and maintaining immunization coverage levels. So here's the IIS, the intervention of interest. We've included the subheading Master Population Index to make the point that IIS contained population-based data as opposed to electronic databases maintained within individual facilities, which only capture the patient population specific to them. The primary goal for all community guide reviews is the reduction of morbidity and mortality, and this is shown in the bottom right-hand side of the slide. On the bottom right are the outcomes of interest for the review, which is change in vaccination coverage and change in vaccine-preventable disease occurrence. The following slides will build a framework that connects IAS to these outcomes. So here we see the double arrow between IAS and providers represents the fact that IAS are mostly maintained by vaccination providers. At times, health departments facilitate the maintenance of IAS, as you know. The population or clients of a provider make up the individual records of an IAS. To the right of IAS is the box entitled Public Health Functions. We will discuss how IAS contribute to various public health functions in subsequent slides. So here we see three interventions, which are interventions that have already been reviewed and recommended by the task force as effective in increasing vaccination rates. Each of these three interventions are examples of things that can be directly implemented through the use of an IAS. You can see the first is reminder recall, client reminder recall, and all IAS have the capacity to generate reminder recall. PAF is provider assessment and feedback, which you know is AFIX, and this can also be conducted using IAS. And provider feedback is providers come directly from the IAS to providers to remind them when a child is due. So these are three things that are already recommended by the task force. So here we see the central axis of how we postulate IAS to improve vaccination coverage. And I'm just going to go through this in some detail. So the central axis of how we postulate is through provision of access to the entire or complete immunization histories of an individual or population. The IAS serves as a clinical decision support system. The way it often works is that a provider will look up a client in the IAS. The IAS will provide complete immunization history as well as forecasting or automatically alerting the provider what vaccines the child is due for, as well as those that are due on future dates. Having this information or knowledge motivates a provider to make an informed decision of whether to vaccinate or not and to schedule future appointments. This results in changed vaccination interactions that leads to increased and timely vaccination coverage. Providers can also print out official immunization records through an IAS, which helps for children entering school or transferring to other provider offices, adding to the utility of IAS for the vaccination provider as well as the client. These public health outcomes occur as a result of using IAS, and you can see these on the right-hand side of the slide. Broadly speaking, surveillance factors into the many uses of IAS data. There are three main categories included here. The first is monitoring vaccine supply distribution. Second is assessing vaccination coverage. And the third is monitoring vaccine safety. So monitoring vaccine safety, IAS can be used to track adverse events for a vaccine or by lot number of the vaccine. More commonly, IAS are used to monitor supply distribution, and they can monitor supply and distribution patterns. Assessing vaccination coverage lets providers and health departments make accurate assessments of individuals or populations who are not up to date with a vaccine. And you can see how all these lead into, I'm going to show in the next couple of slides, how these lead into changes in vaccine-preventable diseases and vaccination coverage. So next we break down the broader categories of monitoring and assessment. As a result of these activities, responses are developed and implemented. So these responses may address vaccine shortages, disease outbreaks, and results from a coverage assessment that identify individuals who are not up to date for the vaccines. So shortage responses may involve prioritizing vaccine for populations at highest risk for a disease, increasing or decreasing coverage levels. In a disease outbreak situation, a response would also involve targeting vaccination efforts towards unvaccinated and highest risk populations. As a result of a coverage assessment, a disparity in vaccination coverage levels may be identified, resulting in a targeted effort to bring a specific group up to date, resulting in increased vaccination coverage levels. So overall, the category of response that you see here with an asterisk next to it, encompasses so many specific interventions that we've detailed them on the following slide. And I'm just going to go through these kind of quickly. So specific response outcomes are included along the bottom of the slide and are specific examples of things IAS can facilitate. I guess these are hard to see. So the first is identify and target interventions for populations in geographic pockets of need. The second is identify and target interventions toward populations who are at high risk for diseases. The third is assess age-appropriate receipt of vaccinations and modify vaccination delivery accordingly. The fourth is track missed opportunities during visits to vaccination providers and change vaccination interactions accordingly. The fifth is monitor the uptake of new or combination vaccines. And the sixth is to reduce over-vaccination of children by verifying immunization histories in the IAS. So as I mentioned, these outcomes are all listed at the bottom of the slide and are all part of the category of response, public health response. And just the final box that is highlighted in blue describes the efforts some are making to develop integrated child health immunization systems. So these are systems which include IAS along with other child health information such as newborn screening tests or child lead screening. So overall, this is kind of a complex framework to describe all the ways that IAS can ultimately lead to changes in vaccination coverage levels and the outcomes of interest. Oops, sorry. Kind of press this. So, sorry about that. So here are the three research questions that we posed to the task force in October of 2008. Number one, and this is the standard research question for all reviews that are presented by the community guide to the task force. Basically, are IAS effective in increasing vaccination coverage or reducing vaccine-preventable disease in the population? That's the main question. Number two, the second question was added to get at whether IAS are effective in implementing recommended interventions, such as reminder recall or assessment feedback. So, are health system interventions using IAS effective? The third question is asking if using an IAS improves the efficiency of responding to a vaccine shortage or an outbreak or assessment of vaccination coverage. So, this reads, do IAS effectively support other important public health activities or interventions? So that's what we were trying, these are the three questions we were trying to answer. So here I will present the findings from the literature review that we conducted. So to date we have 52 published studies. Six were excluded because they really had insufficient information on IAS. 10 of 46 were focused on an electronic database instead of a population-based IAS, but these were still included. As you can see, more studies are being published in later years as IAS use becomes more standard. We also found 104 IAS abstracts, and these are called the gray literature. Previous reviews done by the Community Guide have not included the gray literature, but there are two reasons why we decided to include them. Number one is that immunization programs often present studies at conferences like this, but don't have time to write these things up as publications, but they are the primary users of IAS. And number two, the abstracts provide timely information about the use of IAS, and IAS are changing so quickly that being timely is critical. So here we see mapped the published literature against the framework we reviewed. In the blue boxes, we've included the number of studies, published studies, that address the respective outcomes, and there are 35 total studies from the published literature that fit in our framework. And hopefully you can see this, but anyway, you can see that there were five studies to do with client reminder recall, and all the rest of the studies were really on the surveillance public health activity side. So these were all the published studies. Here we've added the gray literature in yellow to the framework. There are many areas where published and gray literature address the same outcomes, but there are also many examples where the gray literature is addressing areas not discussed in the published literature. And you can see on the slide, and I'm going to show more clearly where these areas are. So these are 104 abstracts. So in this slide, we're showing outcomes that are only being addressed in the gray literature, not in the published literature. This demonstrates how the gray literature is filling in the gaps in the evidence from the published literature. So you can see there's only abstracts on provider assessment and feedback and some of these public health responses and integrated child health systems. So what this slide shows is that we have some key gaps in information, which is good information to know. The point of care decision making, which is shown circled in the slide, is the most obvious gap in the literature. Utility of IIS from provider's point of view is not something we were able to find information about in the literature. Other areas where no literature has been found as of now includes vaccine safety, up at the right-hand corner, tracking missed opportunities, and tracking age-appropriate vaccination shown at the bottom. So these are all areas where we have gaps in either the published or the gray literature. So now that we've seen the literature that is out there, we can go back and look at the proposed research questions. So here we see that IIS studies are not helping us to determine if IIS are effective in directly improving vaccination coverage levels, because really, there are no studies were identified for this part, and this was question number one. This is question number two. We do have some studies that demonstrate how IIS facilitate implementation of interventions recommended by the task force to be effective in increasing rates, including specifically reminder recall and provider assessment feedback. So there are some studies in this part. But most of our information is in support of the third research question, suggesting that IIS are able to support public health functions that we've outlined in our analytic framework. And you can see how many studies there are that have to do with public health activities in response that IIS are used for. So in the presentation to the task force in 2008, in October 2008, we presented these summary points to see what their reaction would be to the review process thus far. So we're not able to address the standard community guide review question of whether IIS are directly effective in increasing vaccination coverage, but we do have a lot of information that suggests that IIS support important vaccination-related public health activities. The question we therefore posed to the task force was, would you be willing to consider the information we have presented as evidence of effectiveness on which you could base a recommendation, a task force recommendation in favor of IIS? So the literature shows, and this is some of the feedback, the literature shows that there is expanding use of IIS for various and important public health outcomes. This is not considered, however, this is not considered by the overall task force to be the same as evidence on effectiveness of IIS. And they actually asked us to work on the following: to focus on areas where we can justify effectiveness of IIS in increasing rates, for example, client reminder recall and provider assessment feedback, and to focus on this information when we do a final presentation in 2009. So we're going to continue to review and summarize the studies. We have some new publications to look at. We also have to look at the NIC and PAS, Pediatric Academic Society abstracts for 2009. So we're going to keep things current. And there are actually quite a few abstracts I've seen at this conference. We're going to prioritize outcomes in the analytic framework, focusing on studies that show effectiveness of IIS and increase in coverage. And the final presentation will either be in June or September of 2009. So in conclusion, we may or may not get a recommendation in favor of using IIS by the task force. But this process has helped to develop a research agenda for IIS, and that we now know where we have gaps and where some research should focus on. And importantly, programs such as people from your programs are encouraged to write up examples of how they have used IIS and to publish them. Better information about IIS can lead to increased capacity of IIS and fill in the gaps we have in the evidence of how IIS can be effective. So thank you very much.